Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, don't forget, everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, or why you're doing it, we don't care. Thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go over there, take advantage of all the different things we have to offer. All right, joining us right now to start off hour number two is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we don't want you to ever forget that either. Well, you know, I talked about this in the last hour. I'm going to mention it because this will be kind of like the lead for the night. Senate and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is playing a very dangerous game of poker with those $2,000 stimulus checks that, in my opinion, could cost the GOP two U.S. Senate seats in the Georgia runoff on January 5th. Now, they promised the people they were going to get them the money. The House turned around and passed it in a bipartisan effort. 44 Republicans joined the Democrats. They could have done a standalone bill. They really could have done a standalone bill, just voted on that and nothing else, and then gone back into the budget and take the red line things, which, by the way, are not going, money's not going to be spent on them, even though we heard about all these different things to begin with, gone in there and gone right down the red line and tried to make some adjustments, and that's where they could have got their money to pay for the $2,000, not $600, stimulus checks to the individuals. Am I wrong?
No, not at all.
As a matter of fact, there was more than enough there, right?
Well, sure, yeah.
So you cut back on the things that are on the red line, and you give it to the people in the United States, because we, the people, should come first over anybody overseas, and I don't care who they are.
Well, exactly right. You know, Captain, the old saying in politics is perception is reality. And the perception is, and if the perception is, that the GOP is blocking the extra money that people really need.
That's a perception.
That's right. Well, then I think they could pay a very high price in the Georgia runoffs.
Yeah.
Again, we understand about the idea of spending limits, of what the GOP traditionally is all about. Mm-hmm. We get that. However, this particular situation is transcending those kind of traditional positions. And by the way, I think it's important to note, this isn't the road to socialism by upping these stimulus payments. It's not the road to socialism. It is an emergency. It's an emergency stopgap measure.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, if they go the wrong way, it could cost them the Senate.
Now, a couple things here. The Biden transition team disabled their Zoom chat room that they had for journalists. They removed it because the journalists were starting to ask some really pertinent questions.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so they got rid of the room. They didn't want to talk anymore. And then something else had just popped up here in the last hour. I didn't see it until just now. I did see it, but I wasn't paying attention to it. A Wisconsin hospital worker intentionally pulled some of the COVID-19 Moderna vaccines from refrigeration so that they had to be destroyed because they were no longer being kept at temperature.
Interesting. Well, that is part of this thing. It if it's not kept exactly right, then it's not effective. But yeah, that's quite a story. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. Now, a pastor with questionable Castro connections donated thousands of dollars to Democrat Reverend Warnock's Georgia Senate campaign. We're just now finding out about that. These are some of, you know, you're judged by the company of the people that you hang around, correct?
That's right, birds of a feather.
Yeah, and this apparently is a feather that this guy shouldn't be around with, and he's trying to, Warnock is trying to disavow him a little bit by just saying, well, he's a brother pastor. Okay, well, that doesn't quite cut it when you're talking about somebody that's got connections with the Castro government in Cuba.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, but look at what was his name? The Jeremiah Wright. I mean, that guy was a pastor too, right? But yet he espoused some
radical
things.
Way exactly. Radical.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, it should also be mentioned that on the masks, the coronavirus masks that we've heard Biden come out and say, "I'm going to impose a $100 day moratorium on masks and ask everyone in America if they'll just wear a mask for 100 days. Just wear a mask for 100 days. Be patriotic, blah, 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 blah." I made the comment about, okay, well, everybody get an American flag mask and wear it, right?
Well, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. But there's people who are going, "I'm not going to wear a mask. It doesn't this, it doesn't that." Well, it does in certain circumstances. Believe me, that's why they wear masks in hospitals when they get in what's called active situations. And we even did it in the fire department for certain contagious diseases. So it's not like it can't be done, or, you know, it's done with a reason. But of all things to compare himself to on the coronavirus mask, Joe Biden said he and Chris Christie saw eye to eye on this. And why he brought up Chris Christie's name is beyond me.
Well, I think Chris Christie had made a comment just a little while back where he said, you know, everybody should wear a mask because he himself became infected with coronavirus, and that was his comment, I think, yeah.
Well, again, if you're in a contagious or an infectious area, I get it. But then if you're going to wear a mask and you're in an area like that, guess what else you should be wearing?
What's that?
Plastic gloves.
Right.
All right. Hold on. All right, folks, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere because we're coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. This portion of the program brought to you our friends over at Auto Glass America. Remember, there's gold waiting in that there windshield you got if it's got a crack or a chip in it. Give it an inspection today, and if you see that chip or that crack, you'll get $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you have that windshield replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll also handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty on the windshield for the car, the truck, or the van you're driving. Here in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. So from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota to Port Charlotte to Orlando to Gainesville and to Ocala, don't forget, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim. A premium quality windshield is what you get, a lifetime warranty too, and $100 put right in your hand. When you mention me, the captain, give them a call, 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is for those melodic tones. Alrighty. The president has announced that he's going to be returning to the White House ahead of the Mar-a-Lago New Year's Eve party. So apparently he's just going to go down, make himself known, and then come back to the White House. And I think that's significant because of the election January 5th down in Georgia, and January the 4th he's going to be in Georgia, in Dalton, Georgia, for a major outside rally. And I believe he's also going to go to Valdosta again. I just don't have the information on that in front of me, so I'm not surprised to hear that. And then of course the 6th, he'll be tied up all day watching what's going on in the Congress, right? In the House and the Senate.
Well, certainly.
With a joint session.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah. But, don't hold your breath on that one. And, we also heard that the Census Bureau is going to miss their deadline, threatening President Trump's attempt to exclude illegal immigrants from the census. So that's working against him there. So something screwy went on there, I think.
Yes. Well, exactly right. Yep.
All right, well, Let's talk about the Middle East, because we had something happen yesterday which was significant again, as the United States had some B-52s fly over the Middle East, as the United States once again warned of new potential threats against Americans. It's not just Iran. You have the Iran proxies that are in Iraq. You also have other things going on over there. You also have the Chinese influences starting to rear its ugly head over there in the Middle East in some cases. And this is getting downright serious right now.
Well, sure. And, of course, you know, I think, aren't we coming up on the anniversary of
Soleimani.
Getting rid of Soleimani? Exactly.
We sure are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a lot of this kind of goes in, to one of the reasons of getting the right posture, if need be.
Now, Los Angeles County and Los Angeles in general was in the news for a couple of reasons. The L.A. County D.A., Gascon's prosecutors, filed a lawsuit, and they asked the judge to block reforms that would force them to violate the law. Well, the judge agreed to hear the case, but he didn't block the reforms, and they still have to do what the D.A. told them to, which apparently they say is illegal and possibly unconstitutional, but they certainly have used the word illegal.
Yes, as a matter of fact, and I think there's another dust up about some deal that Gascon is trying to offer, or some suspect or defendant that goes sort of an end run around what was originally done. But Gascon is certainly, the idea of radical, I don't think really starts to cover it in terms of what they intend to do with very serious criminals and very serious crimes in Los Angeles. And I don't think the people of Los Angeles really will go along with it. The guy got elected, but I think the proof's going to be in the pudding.
Now, the L.A. dining ban, that's Los Angeles County and City, correct?
Right, exactly, yeah.
Yesterday, an appeals court ruled that it can remain in effect until at least February.
Till February, that's right. I think by the time they can come in and start arguing it, but again, right now the stay-at-home order from the governor is pretty much indefinite. I mean, yes, it's extended for about 3 weeks, but it really is indefinite because it's based on ratios of ICU beds, and if those ratios don't fall into the preferred numbers for each of the regions, then it will simply stay in effect. But that being said, again, how is it possible that restaurateurs and other small business people who have their businesses basically shuttered at this point, how is it that they can project to go all the way into February at this point before anything could really start happening for them? It's unbelievable.
How's it going to work out for the business owner, number one, and for the employee, number two? How's it going to work out for them?
It won't. It just won't. Now, I understand. I have a good friend of mine, small business person, and some of their people have been able to get unemployment. So sometimes there's not an incentive then really to come back and work. And many of the people there are independent contractors. But generally speaking, people aren't going to have jobs. We're talking about cooks. We're talking about waiters and waitresses. We're talking about hosts and hostesses. We're talking about people that work in hair salons and barbershops and other places that simply can't have customers. And, Captain, how long can people last not being able to pay rent, car payment, electricity, you name it, before they either fold up and just try to move away somewhere else, declare bankruptcy or whatever? I mean, this is devastating, not just economically, but the psychological impact is going to become more and more apparent, and that's what I fear.
And guess what happens at the end of January?
What's that?
The evictions, people being protected from being evicted from their homes and their apartments and all that.
Right.
Expires.
Right.
End of January.
Exactly.
I don't know if they're going to expire extend it again. Yeah. I don't know if they're going to do that.
Well, they can continue to extend it just as landlords, big and small landlords, can continue to defer rent. But eventually, landlords, whether they own a big apartment complex or whether they own a small commercial building, what have you, they have to pay property taxes. They have loan servicing. Everything sort of goes upstream like that. And eventually, nobody can pay anything. And where the governor of California and the governor of New York and others and the Democrat Party officials are in all of this is just anybody's guess. They don't seem to understand what's happening on the ground.
Now, January the 6th, there's a lot of events going on around Florida, the country, including Washington, D.C., a major rally they're putting together. And there's also concerns over combining this into an anti-mask protest, which has spurred the cancellation of numerous events around the country because the police just don't have the manpower, number one, and number two, they don't want to get anything started where they have one side confronting another side. But in Washington, D.C., on January the 6th, which is a major rally in support of President Trump, the Proud Boys apparently had a hotel with a whole bunch of reservations, a whole bunch of rooms. And the hotel says, nope, not going to have you here. Boom, end of it.
Wow. Well, there have been a lot of issues, obviously. And of course, nobody wants any more big confrontations. They don't want any kind of altercations at all. Yeah.
Yeah, well, they only want the thought of it, so I guess that's what they were doing. But anyway, that's something that came out. I didn't really mention much about it yesterday. Okay, the Nashville bombing shows that domestic communications have vulnerabilities, and we found out also, I didn't explain this yesterday, I should have, but we found out also that the Nashville police did not search the Nashville bombing suspect's home last year, despite the reports from the girlfriend of suspicious behavior, and she said that he was actually making bombs in the motorhome. They didn't even search the motorhome.
Yeah,
which was there.
Yeah, this is really something, and I heard about this earlier today, and evidently, of course, they're saying, well, 2020 is hindsight, obviously.
Doesn't matter.
Well, I agree. But evidently they were saying something to the effect that they didn't seem to have enough evidence for a warrant or something like that, but that's a pretty big statement. If you go to the police and say, my neighbor or my significant other is building a bomb.
My boyfriend's been building little bombs in his motorhome.
Yeah, that's huge. I can't imagine.
I would have a search warrant for the motorhome, if nothing else.
Well, sure, and you'd find a way to make it stick so that you could run down this incredibly incendiary statement that was made. I mean, obviously, you'd want to make sure. It's a public safety issue.
Yeah, because I heard the Tennessee Department of, Bureau of Investigation, Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, the person in charge get on television and say, I watched the press conference, and he said, well, this man just wasn't on our radar. What?
Right. Well, it turns out,
there was a complaint to the Nashville Police Department, and he wasn't on your radar?
Right, because it's generally, it's not like, I'm worried about so-and-so, so-and-so's acting funny, but to mention the word bomb, it seems like it's a big deal.
All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back more into Captain's America Third Watch, by the way, we're going to tell you about the economy. Something happened yesterday that perked things up a little bit. And we're going to tell you about Ohio and the kids in Ohio. There's some good news for them coming from Ohio that you may or may not know about. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The possibility of many Americans receiving additional stimulus payments is up in the air after Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blocked a vote on legislation that would increase those direct payments to $2,000. Senator Bernie Sanders says he believes the president is correct in saying that the $600 payment isn't enough. The Vermont Independent tells Fox News that he'll continue to fight for $2,000.
I think he is correct in saying that we are living in a terrible, terrible economic moment for tens of millions of working class families. We fought very hard to get the $600 direct payment. Trump is right in saying that's not enough. We need to go to $2,000. I didn't say he was a visionary. He's right on this issue.
With the rejection of that bill, the extra stimulus payments are not likely to be taken up again until the new Congress is seated on January 3rd. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, that's my uptown girl for this hour, Kathy Curtis. She's a professional broadcaster, and I want to thank her very much for making that very good liner for us. And then in a few minutes, you'll hear Donna Peduccia, former Fox News anchor. In the meantime, what you're going to hear right now is going to be my folks at Farrah and Farrah. The injury law experts at Farrah & Farrah measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Farrah & Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah & Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit FarrahAndFarrah.com. Now, don't forget, they have a 24-7 phone number, and there's someone available right now to answer your questions. 877-245-6707, the number. 877-245-6707. Go ahead, give them a call, ask your question. Now, the website, so you have the right spelling on Farrah, it's F-A-R-A-H. So it's FarrahAndFarrah.com, spelled F-A-R-A-H. And that telephone number, 877-245-6707. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, the economy Yesterday, stock market, the Dow and the Standard & Poor's 500, hit records as oil popped and stimulus checks started to go out. The $600 check started to go out yesterday. We had a couple of people down in Sarasota. Well, actually, one was in Sarasota and one was in Ohio that let me know that they had already received their checks because it's coming from the IRS. And if you have what's called a tax account or some way that the IRS has been doing business with you, you'll get your checks sooner, correct?
Well, that's right. Yeah, typically if you get a refund and they've deposited directly in your account, that will do it. And if you got – now, I saw this as well, Captain. If you got your stimulus check the last time, your stimulus payment by direct deposit, you will again. And if you got a regular paper check the last time, you will again this
time. Yeah. Yeah, and the paper checks come a little bit later, but it's got nothing to do with Social Security. Well, I got my Social Security. No, it's got nothing to do with that. It really doesn't. This is IRS that's paying us. All right, so that's the good thing there. But I want to talk about Ohio because the school kids in Ohio just got a gift from the governor there that a lot of people are not happy with, and I think they'll be happy with them after this one. Ohio school children will no longer have to quarantine after exposure, says the governor.
Yeah, this is really quite interesting because, again, this is going to go, you know, and how we're going to be able to continue with in-person school, you know, in different parts of the country. So this will be a very interesting thing to observe. But, yes, because typically right now, especially here in Southern California, where some schools, of course, have been open, and actually public schools as well, a lot of private schools have been having regular in-person studies, and a lot of public schools have had like a hybrid of that. Typically, if someone's exposed, a lot of times you might see entire grades be sent home. So this will be a different approach now.
Yeah, and this should work out pretty good. So hopefully everything will do exactly as planned. Now, Alaska, we don't talk about a lot, do we?
No.
Nearly all the inmates in Alaska's largest prison, 1,115 of them, of the total 1,236, are about to be released because they've got COVID-19. And the only way they can get it out of the prison is if they let them get down to where they can send them somewhere other than that and then clean the prison out, literally, fumigate it, do whatever it is they do, and then start over. It's the first time I heard about that being done. What about you?
Well, right. There's about 1,115 prisoners out of the 1,236 total. Currently, they're the ones that tested positive for COVID-19. So you're right. Now, because you're in such a confined, closed space, you know, the virus is going to whatever virus it is, it's going to run through the population there, no doubt.
Yeah, and Alaska, to continue the story, Alaska Airlines has now become the first carrier to ban, you ready for this, folks, emotional support animals.
Very interesting. Well, again, because there's been a lot of abuse. You know, I can't take my, and I'm not trying to be insensitive or anything, but obviously you can't take a pony, a miniature pony or something on an airplane. And
or a poisonous snake.
Or a poisonous snake or any of these things that are so
far. Or a woodchuck.
Or a woodchuck or anything.
A pet rat.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, just anything that would be something very difficult for the flight crew to deal with, for the rest of the passengers, especially in an emergency situation.
Yeah, I can see a dog. I can see a cat, maybe even a bird of some sort, a small one, not a big one.
So well, domesticated,
yeah. I have my American bald eagle with me. Yeah, right. Sure you do. Or my pet osprey. Just almost as big as an eagle. Yeah, I think that that's just maybe going a little bit too far. But anyway, Alaska Airlines, you won't be flying that way anymore.
That's exactly right, yeah.
All right, now, two mega churches in Albuquerque, New Mexico were slapped with huge fines for standing room only packed Christmas Eve services. Wow.
Wow is right. That's right. Well, a lot of churches, even here in my area, they had Christmas Eve services, but they were outside. For one thing, because they can't have an inside service anyway at this point, but they were outside and they were socially distanced. So again, yeah, it's interesting because, you know, again, the idea of gathering together to worship, what's the overriding factor here? Is it going to be the Constitution, your right to assemble, or is it going to be a public health issue as designed or as decreed by the local officials? So that's where the fight is, I think, on that.
By the way, we found out that the Congressman-elect Letlow from Louisiana died of a heart attack after COVID-related surgery brought on by the heart attack that they weren't able to save him.
Yeah, very sad. I mean, I feel for his wife. And
41 years old.
Yeah, it's a very, very sad thing indeed. And this is part and parcel of the COVID-19 effect. It may bring out underlying conditions or may exacerbate.
What I'm wondering is if he had a heart condition he didn't know about, because we heard that, but if they call that COVID killed him, if he had a heart condition, that's not true. The heart condition encouraged it, and then he died of the heart attack.
Right, yeah, that's where, you know, when you have some of these death certificates and so forth all throughout this entire event, you know, is it the COVID-19 or is it the underlying condition? But one would argue then perhaps that if you never got COVID-19, the underlying condition wouldn't have been exacerbated to that degree and that kind of thing. But again, it's just what a sad story. And if he wasn't aware of an issue that he had with his heart, then that's just even sadder still.
Have you ever been to Buffalo, New York?
I have not.
Well, for those of us that have been to Buffalo, New York and seen a football game in the outdoor stadium they've got there, they have been allowed to have spectators for their game. 6,772 fans will be allowed in, according to the NFL, for their playoff game coming up. Now, the only thing is I believe it'll be in a snowstorm.
That could very well be. That's right.
Because that's what the weather looks like going that way.
And that's what we call football, right?
Yeah.
That's
and by the way, do you remember the lovely Mary Ann on Gilligan's Island?
I do. Dawn Wells.
She passed away, Dawn Wells. And she was a heartthrob. They can say what they want about Ginger the movie star, but the one that all the guys really watched and liked was the little cutie pie, Dawn Wells.
Was Mary Ann.
Mary Ann.
Exactly. And, yeah, what great memories. You know, growing up and watching Gilligan's Island and so forth, and just the entire series there. But yes, very, very sad. Mm-hmm. And evidently, she contracted COVID-19. Yes.
Now, Donald Trump is going to declassify intel that China paid for the attacks on U.S. soldiers. Remember, all we heard was Russia, 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 Russia. How about a little China, 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 and it's coming?
Well, it is, and you know. The prevailing wisdom seems to be that, well, Joe Biden's going to get in there and it's going to be no more drama and everything's going to be fine and all that, but just wait. I'd say to people out there, fasten your seatbelts because without Donald Trump at the helm and Joe Biden there, China's going to become a lot more relevant in the daily news cycle. You watch.
They're going to be more active.
Yep, exactly right.
And we'll see what happens. By the way, Governor Newsom, again, from California, plans a $2 billion expenditure to reopen the elementary schools. When's he going to do that?
Well, as far as I know, I mean, this would we understand that the schools are going to continue to be reopened here in January after.
But you need $2 billion to reopen your schools?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, I'd like to know why that is.
Yeah, me too, and we'll find out more, absolutely.
All righty, well, we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report number 2 before Kyle parts ways with us and we bring on Denise Simon. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Going to take a look at the weather, too, see if it's changed at all. There's been a couple of changes, I can tell right now, by the weather map. So I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and don't forget the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the Truckers Highway Advisory Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Fine J Truck Stop, closest to you right now. Pull on in there. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Tell them you were listening to the Captain talk about their great truck stop chain, and then become a member of the Drivers Club. And by the way, RVers, they've got an RV club too. All right, we're going to listen to something a little bit different here. This is called, it's by Ann Wilson. I'll let you figure out what the title is here. That is Ann Wilson. And Kyle, you remember her from days gone by?
Oh, yeah. Ann and Nancy Wilson from Heart.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep, and that's something new that she did, and it's about standing up for yourself and your country and maybe not necessarily just rolling over and doing what somebody tells you to go do. So that's what that's all about, and we'll go with that and see what happens. In the meantime, we'll take a look at the weather right now. I can tell you that a storm system is tracking from Texas to the Great Lakes. It's forecast to bring multiple weather hazards, which include snow, freezing rain, heavy rain, severe thunderstorms, and tornadoes across portions of the central, southern, and eastern U.S. through New Year's Day, and then a series of storms will produce periods of heavy rain, heavy mountain snow, gusty to high winds across the western United States beyond New Year's Day. Now, we do have an area of weather right now. If you're on I-10 or if you're on I-55 coming out of New Orleans going north, up about 75 miles, you've got an area where there is a tornado watch, a very large area because of the conditions that are there. Also, the southeastern corner of Texas, which would be right there just on the Texas line, that little patch in there along I-10, about 10 miles or so of that. So keep that in mind. Okay, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we're going to start in Arizona. We've got an air quality alert in the Phoenix area. This is along I-10 and Interstate 17. Again, in the Phoenix area there, Scottsdale, Tempe as well. Over in Southern California, we got a wind advisory. This is up in the Santa Clarita area if you're traveling up I-5. Also, if you're coming up Route 14 there near Lancaster, Palmdale, you've got a wind advisory. This is going to extend all the way through the Los Padres National Forest up through Santa Barbara as well. So if you're coming up the 101 freeway, you may encounter that wind along the California coast. Winter storm watch, this is going to be up near the Reno-Carson City area. And also high wind warning in Northern California and Southern Oregon in the Lakeview area. And then a winter weather advisory coming up about the central part of both Oregon and Washington. But, Captain, the real big story is over in the Spokane and Coeur d'Alene area.
Mm-hmm.
This is up in northern Idaho, northern Washington, along I-90. We've got a winter storm warning there, 2 to 4 inches of snow expected. This is going to stay in effect until about 10 a.m. on today, on Thursday, for New Year's Eve. In the 4th of July Pass area, snow on the roadway reported. So be very, very careful in those areas. We have some cold temperatures there as well. Right now, Coeur d'Alene checking in at 33, Spokane checking in at 35. We've also got a winter weather advisory. This is in the Missoula area in Montana, and a wind advisory east of Bozeman right now. And again, high wind warning in the Cheyenne and Laramie areas of Wyoming tonight.
All right, well, temperatures are in the teens in the panhandle of Oklahoma, as well as the western part of Texas, all the way on down to the Mexican border, I-20, I-10, right there, Pecos over to Vega. Temperatures are in the teens and the 20s. You do have a winter storm warning east of El Paso coming up I-10, up over the top of the mountain range until you get flattened out there. I-10 and 20 split, you're going to have that mountain winter storm warning is going to go along with you for about another 75 miles. So you got about 150 to 200 miles of winter driving along the area of South Texas tonight, Southwest Texas. And then the central part of Texas tonight, you've got general winter weather all together up through Dallas and Fort Worth, straight on up into Kansas around Salina. And then if you're on 35, over towards Kansas City, then over to the east, north to Springfield, and then up into Columbia on I-70, you're getting snow up there. We've got the weather, the wind has turned around, if you will, in Michigan to where the western part of Michigan right now is getting snow off Lake Michigan, so be advised of that. And also, up on Lake Ontario in upstate New York, the wind has picked up, and you're getting a band of snow from Oswego to Watertown, all across the Adirondacks, all the way across Lake George, into the southern part of Vermont, into the western part of Massachusetts and the Berkshires, northern part of Connecticut, and that snow also goes up and down I-81, Utica down to Binghamton on New York 12, and I-81 Syracuse down to Binghamton. Snow in the central part of Pennsylvania tonight, and some unsettled conditions in Indiana, as well as southern Ohio and the southeastern part, southeast, northeast part of Kentucky. So be advised, the weather will be changing as the temperatures drop. So, Kyle, how can we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, and we'll be celebrating the 1st of July tomorrow night, and 1st of July, the 1st of January. Jeez, I got July on my mind because somebody was mentioning something about July here a minute ago. All right, let's go over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mitch McConnell, in my opinion, is playing a very dangerous game of poker with those $2,000 stimulus checks. What say you?
Well, he has a lot at risk here. He knows that, being a Senate Majority Leader. So I would imagine he's thought this thing through. He's got some kind of game going here. Not sure what it is, but there's a lot of criticisms all over the place, and I understand it. But he's also introduced yet another action, I think, that he's ready to take that has the three items in it, which would be the money's going to the taxpayers,
mm-hmm.
Election reform, and then the repeal of Section 230. And those three things would be on it standalone. So
a lot of people have asked me, this since the bill was redlined with all the different things that the money was going to be in limbo, which included some of the foreign aid, I might add, why he didn't just do a standalone thing like Schumer wanted him to do and get that stimulus out of the way and then go down there and start chopping the budget.
Well, you remember, too, that the deal was that when Trump wanted the $2,000, Pelosi was to remove all the pork.
Yep.
And she didn't.
Nope.
And so I think this is part and parcel the anger that the Senate feels. And he thinks he has the votes for it. So we shall see.
Yeah, we will, because there's six senators that say that they'll vote for the stimulus along with the Democrats, which will give them the majority if that's the case, but we'll see. All right, here comes the music. Hold that thought. And, folks, I'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Plenty of stuff to talk about, including what the heck is going on over there with those B-52s flying around the Middle East. And don't forget, we're still talking about funding the police, keeping the money going, because there are some cities, still big blue cities, taking money away from the police departments and the crime rates are out of sight. Be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captains of...
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.